Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. The now 31-day-long partial government shutdown was repeatedly mentioned at today's Martin Luther King Jr. events and elsewhere. At Logan Airport today, Senator Elizabeth Warren spoke at a union rally.
We are here to send a very simple message to Washington. Open our government and pay our people for the work they do.
Among those working and not being paid are the more than 40,000 members of the U.S. Coast Guard. Earlier today, we spoke with Amy Chittum, who lives in Maine and whose husband is among those unpaid workers.
It's been pretty intense, actually. My husband's paycheck covers about two-thirds of our income at this point in our life. He is been with the Coast Guard for 7 years now, and he, you know, he works more than 40 hours a week, depending on what their operations are. If he's out to sea, you know, it's sometimes for a week or 2 weeks, or if he's just in the office, it's just for the day. So having him not get paid and still working full-time has just, it hasn't completely devastated us because I do have a job, but has definitely changed the way we're living.
And how so? What do you have to do to accommodate?
So we've had him sleeping at the station or on the boat when he, you know, in between shifts. We live in Maine, but he's stationed in Sector Boston because our son has autism, and he is enrolled in a special school district here in Maine. And when we were stationed in Boston a year ago, we knew it would be a temporary assignment, and we didn't want to pull our son away from those services just to be moved again. So he does the commute between Maine and Boston about four times a week. So as you can imagine, it's about $40 a day for him to come back and forth between the city. So he's been staying down there as much as possible. And then also we've had to change our diet. My son is a very special diet because of the autism. He has a lot of food aversions or things he just won't touch. And we're relying on food banks right now to supplement our income because we can't afford our regular grocery list. And so that's been very challenging for me to try to come up with creative things that my son will eat, and that's okay for him. And then finally, because we are being restationed in a few months, our house needs to go up for sale. And we were in the middle of prepping it for sale, and we had to stop all of our renovations. We can't afford them right now, just cold turkey, just stopped in the middle of a kitchen reno, which is very stressful to have a kitchen halfway finished and not be able to do anything. And then my husband's leaving in 7 days for 4 months. So that means it's on me to do it alone, you know, if and when we start getting paid again.
Over the weekend, there was a tweet from the Coast Guard of audio of a boat captain who got on his radio near Alabama. And I want to play a little bit of that for you right now. Let's listen.
My name's Joseph, and I'm the captain of a shrimp vessel. And I'd just like to say thank you. Thank you to the Coast Guard who's working and ain't receiving pay. I'm sure I speak for all of us. It's nice to know that we're out here at night and we can still depend on you. Thank you, Coast Guard.
Amy, is that any consolation? How does that make you feel?
The first time I heard that when it was played over the weekend, I actually burst out into tears because it is this, I know why they do what they do. Like, I'm proud of my husband every single day for what he does. He's saved lives before. He's, you know, stopped drug trafficking. He's stopped illegal immigrants. Like, he's done amazing things in his life that I can't even begin to understand. And he's not sorry that we're Coast Guard. I'm not sorry that we're Coast Guard. And I think that it's a great thing to be part of. So I it's, these guys need us. The men and the women that do fishing and do commerce in the waterways, they need the Coast Guard. And so they're not going to give up on them just because they're not being paid.
So you don't have any, you don't think your husband has any second thoughts about being in the Coast Guard and dealing with this because of this shutdown and what it's done to your paycheck?
Absolutely not. We love being Coast Guard. It's we live, breathe, eat, sleep Coast Guard. It's what we do. We live in a really wonderful country, and the Coast Guard is one of the best in the world, and it's not well appreciated. We get made fun of by all the other military branches, and most Americans don't know what the Coast Guard does. But those that do appreciate us, and I don't think we would give up this lifestyle for anything. This will pass. The government will sort itself out one way or another, and we'll all get through this and say, well, we lived through the shutdown of 2019, and we're still here.
So when you look at it right now, who do you think is to blame mostly for this?
Well, you know, I think there are multiple parties involved, to be honest. I think that holding people financially hostage is wrong, and I don't care what the reason is for. It's wrong, and it needs to end. So reopen the government and then negotiate on border security. If we really want border security, enlarge the Coast Guard, enlarge border security for the other agents that work. You know, they are the wall. They're the ones who are stopping the people from coming across the waterways and into the ports. It's not a physical barrier. You need these men and women chasing down these little boats full of people that are trying to arrive illegally and are dying on the way. It's the Coast Guard that picks up those bodies, you know? They do a tremendous amount of work. So everybody, all those politicians need to think more about how to better construct security in this country by using the men and women that we already have.
So at what point do you think you would have to make, you know, serious changes? I mean, you've got a 7-year-old son. At what point is it really going to affect the way you are able to live and survive?
Yeah, we've got not much longer, a couple of weeks at most. At least now, like, the mortgage is paid and we are getting donations and food, so we're okay. But 3 weeks from now, when the mortgage is due again, I don't know what's going to happen. It's very scary for us. I don't want to have to put our house up for sale and buy something smaller. We shouldn't have to think about that sort of thing. We have a right to own our home. We have a right to be paid.
All right. Well, Amy Chittum, a professional archaeologist and an office associate in Maine. Her husband, Ethan, is a seaman in the Coast Guard, and he has been working during this government shutdown. Amy, best of luck to you, and thanks so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Stay with us. Coming up, the Patriots are headed to their third consecutive Super Bowl. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.